I was at work one day and someone brought this flyer to my attention, which was a photo competition here at OSU with the theme of student life. And that was really the only parameters for the photo competition was student life. I was a graduate student at the time, and so I could enter the contest. So I figured, why not? I brought my camera to work then and walked around, and I was determined to find a good photo opportunity, or at least I hoped I would. I saw some Frisbee players. I saw some people studying, but honestly, nothing really stood out to me as student life. It was all kind of just everyday stuff, which maybe it was fine, but it didn't really capture my attention from a photographic standpoint. I didn't really find anything especially interesting. So as we were going back to my office, I came across this group of skateboarders doing tricks. And I thought, well, it's not student life. I mean, it is, but they're not like doing student-y things of studying or whatever students do. But I figured I might make a cool picture. I asked them if I could take some pictures, and they agreed. And I guess I didn't have to ask because they were in a public place, but I figured I might as well. It wouldn't hurt. I only took 5 or 6 pictures. I was a little self-conscious of taking photos of these guys doing tricks, and I wasn't super optimistic that any of them would turn out because I didn't think I knew what I was doing. And it was also – there was really bright sunlight. I had some focusing issues. I didn't really know how to compose it. Whatever. I don't want to spend too much time on what didn't work. I do want to focus on what did work because I got back to the computer and I was floored. This one worked. I got a photo that, in my view, turned out pretty good. It's not the best. It's kind of busy. There's those two other students walking around. I think the depth of field is too wide. It would have been nice if it were a little shallower to really draw your attention to a skateboarder. I had to do a bit of post-processing on this because it was such a sunny day and the exposure was a little blown out. But man, this isn't a bad photo. I'm really happy with it. Somehow I was able to capture this guy in the middle of a kickflip, and I didn't think I would. So yeah, I'm pretty happy with this photo, even though there was all these things that I thought wouldn't really work too well. I guess the lesson here is that you might as well try, even if you don't know exactly what you're doing or if you don't think you'll get something good. It doesn't hurt. What are you going to lose by just pulling out your camera and taking some shots of something? Even if it's just your iPhone, yeah, go for it. I ended up winning the contest. So, you know, it never hurts to try. I think the prize was a copy of Adobe Lightroom. That's always good. And this actually helped me deal with one of my weaknesses, which is getting out and photographing people. I always feel weird and self-conscious photographing people. In truth, most people probably don't mind. And I would guess a lot of people think it's kind of cool that someone would want to take their picture in a public place. But I don't know. I need to get out and do it more often to push myself and stretch myself. And there's a lot of street photographers who have no problem just going up and taking pictures of people. Maybe I just need to do that more and get some practice and get out beyond my comfort zone, which is always a good idea for photographers or really anyone.